Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample for the 12th of November 2017. I'm going to be reflecting now on our worship services this last Sunday, the ones I attended, both in Watford and in Lower Early near Reading, if you don't know where that is, as I did not about 3 years ago. So I was at two services, Watford and Lower Early. Both were unique, both special, somewhat different. So let's talk about that and what I feel I learned from these services that might be useful, and then I'd like to get your reflections on it, and maybe we can learn from one another. That's the idea. So, first of all, Watford. I preached there, although it probably wasn't a traditional kind of preaching, a bit of difference. What we did was based partly on 1 Timothy 4:13, where Paul says to Timothy, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching." That can be interpreted in several different ways, that public reading of Scripture. But what we did on Sunday was an interpretation, a particular interpretation of that. I printed out the text of the crucifixion account from Luke's Gospel. We've been preaching through Luke's Gospel all year, and well, actually for 2 years, and we're almost at the end. And so I printed out the crucifixion account and assigned different people or groups of people to read the parts of characters in the story. And then on Sunday, I asked everyone to stand, and then the whole congregation stood and we read the account of the crucifixion together, different people taking different parts. One person took the part of Jesus, one person took the speaking part of the centurion, another person took the speaking part of, or at least a part of, who else did we have? Jesus, the women, the soldiers, the and so on. So everybody read their bit as we all stood, and it was great to hear that. Everybody took part wholeheartedly, including one of the teenagers in the church. Everybody had something to do. Everybody had a part to read. So it was very inclusive of the congregation and of the text. So after that, we broke into small discussion groups to consider the experiences of the crucifixion from the perspectives of the different people involved. So one group talked about if they were one of the thieves, what was their experience? What did they see? What did they hear? What motivated their actions? If they were one of the women, what did they see? What did they hear? What did they, and so on? What did they learn? And then what did they learn? And then what do we learn from that? That was the idea. So we had about 10 minutes for the discussion, and then we had some sharing from each group. And then I wrapped it up with Romans 5:7 about someone daring to die for a righteous man, but he died for us while we were still his enemies. And then we took communion together. As usual, it was very interesting to listen to the groups. They came up with some very interesting insights, certainly not things I would have considered. So although it wasn't a typical sermon, I think this format helped all of us to find a personal connection with the crucifixion of Jesus. At least that's my hope. And we finished with me handing out little rose petals, and we sang Above All, that song Above All, which talks about Jesus being trampled like a rose. And hopefully that was very meaningful for everyone. I'll speak less of Lower Early this week, since I've talked a lot about Watford, but Jonty preached down there, and he took on the tricky subject of preaching on humility and pride, and that takes a lot of courage to preach on that, and you did a great job, Jonty, so thank you. He preached with honesty, with conviction, no hubris, a genuine humility in himself. I will say that. He wouldn't claim it for himself, so that was terrific. Thank you very much. Let's talk about the music now. We talked about the speaking. I would say the singing in both services was very encouraging. In Watford, we managed to overcome my own mistake of forgetting to print enough song sheets for everybody. And then we had to quickly put a presentation together to project on a projector, which has a problem, which meant that the whole background was pink. There's something wrong with the socket there at the school where we meet. So, oh well, never mind. In Lower Early, we sang what was basically a new song for us, Days of Elijah, and it went well. Reinhardt led it very effectively. I like Reinhardt's style. He's kind of cool, but he definitely puts his heart into it. Here's an interesting thing, and I'd love your feedback. So we sang the song Above All in both services. That was a coincidence, but it was interesting that in both congregations, there was a struggle. There was a struggle with the song to some extent. I mean, I love that song. I play it in my car all the time. But I found that it's quite tricky for the church to sing it well, whether in Bracknell, in Lower Early, in Watford, most places I've been. There's something about the rhythm of the melody that seems to confuse congregations and worship teams. So I'm actually not quite sure what to do about it. I want us to sing that song well, because the message of it, the lyrics and the way the music works with it, is terrific. So I've heard it done well on recordings, but just not done well live with congregations. So have you got any ideas? I'd really value it, because I really want to do that song well. Next Sunday, I'll commit myself to two things. Firstly, for Watford, to have song sheets for everyone. I'll remember that this week. And secondly, we're going to try something new in Bracknell. I've put together a 5-minute countdown video to help us to begin the service more, I don't know, as a unit. I've put a draft version up on my blog. So if you go to malcolmcox.org, you'll find it there. Or you can go to my YouTube channel. What is my YouTube channel? It's probably MCCX something or Malcolm Cox. Search for me and you'll find me. I think I'm just Malcolm Cox. There we go. So I put it up on the YouTube channel as well. Have a look there or on my blog and you can watch it, see what you think. And we'll use it this Sunday and see how that goes. It's a video with some slides and a countdown timer of 5 minutes. And listen, finally, I'd just love to know what you're doing. What are you doing that's working? What are you trying? What's God teaching you? Please share your reflections. Put a comment on my blog or wherever you see or hear this recording, because that way we can all learn and grow and please God more and more with our corporate worship. So thanks a lot for your time and your attention. That's my Sunday sample for the 12th of November, 2017. God bless you. Take care.